You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027. This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Johannesburg and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
The world leaders in raise bore drilling from Fochville, Master Drilling, reported an almost 7% increase in top line to just under $150 million, a slight decline in operating profits of just over 5% to $22.4 million, and in an environment that is becoming increasingly uncertain. Very difficult to say which way it's going to do, going to go in this market. Master Drilling, just to remind listeners, provides specialized drilling services to blue chip major and mid-tier mining companies, as well as civils and energy companies as well, across a number of commodities. The company's HQ'd in Fochville. It was established back in the mid-80s and listed on the JSE in December of 2012. I've got CEO Dani Pretorius on the line. Evening, Dani. Overall, the market is tough, but how are you looking to mitigate the impacts of this on your business?
Hi, Michael. Thanks for the opportunity. I think two, three things important, Michael. I think the diversification of the business or the group, you know, operating in 22, 23 countries today certainly mitigates some of the risk. But not all the countries are in a lockdown as we speak today. You know, we've got the Peruvian business and South African business, you know, on a lockdown today. China just came out of one, and Africa is still business as usual, and obviously with South Africa on a lockdown. So I think the fact that, you know, we well diversified certainly helped to mitigate some of the risk, and not all.
Some of the risk, exactly. And it's very difficult for anyone operating in this environment to predict what's going to happen tomorrow. One almost gets a sense that you have to manage incrementally day by day. That said, though, looking at your order book and things that you can sort of manage, what is your order book looking like?
I think the order book is a bit down from 18, but I think the good quality clients, a good, well, order book, if you consider, you know, the client base, the North American area, Scandinavia, and some of the work up in, or the order book up in West Africa, with AGA and the like, Newmont. So I think the order book for 2021 certainly, you know, was not bad. Obviously, things can change with what we've seen today in the market.
And in terms of commodities that have seen a precipitous fall, obviously oil is in a massive bear market at the moment. We've seen the likes of copper and coal come off of late. In terms of your view as a supplier to these key commodity plays, what's your view on industrial metals at the moment?
Look, we just deal with copper. I think copper were up only 6% last year, and that was probably lagging, you know, lagging on some of the other commodities. I think gold was up nicely last year and good at a good run even in January this year, but unfortunate what we've seen. And probably the gold run was on the back of the Chinese and Trump trade war. But that said, I think gold is still, I think, in a good space. The PGMs in South Africa, excellent run, as you probably know. And even in January this year, palladium north of $2,000. So I think the PGMs was certainly on the up. If you look at the polymetallics in the Peruvian business, a bit down, and that was probably the disappointment for the group. LV on the polymetallics last year was that we should have seen something close to 3,000, which obviously didn't materialize. But overall, if I look back in 19, early 2020, I think the commodities was a nice up. And it wasn't for the corona, I would have seen that, you know, 2020 would have been a very, very nice run for most of the commodities.
Unfortunately, we did see the coronavirus and COVID-19 start to dominate early on in the year in the East, and then slowly it spread into the rest of the world. And now it seems, Dani, it's like the only thing people are talking about. You're mining technology people. You're not epidemiologists. So I'm not going to ask you your views on how you see the virus playing out and when we're going to find a cure. But clearly you can offer your technology to mining companies who now might be reassessing certain operations. And that's the beauty of the space that you play in, because you can ensure that certain projects are bankable with the sort of technology that you provide. How are you looking to exploit any potential opportunities in this market?
No, so it hasn't changed. You know, we're currently busy with the horizontal mobile miner at the Elands mine, and that's work in progress. And that, you know, if we can tick all those boxes eventually, it will make a huge difference in modernized mining and mechanization going forward. And the same with the shaft bottom, which we commissioned the first phase last year. I like to think there's a number of projects which historically couldn't pass the MPV box, for lack of a better explanation, which could well be feasible today. So I think it's work in progress, but another step back. Remember, our view and our dream ideal is still to try and make some sort of a contribution to mechanized, modernized mining going forward. We have the opinion still that, you know, in 5, 10, 20 years' time, mining will be very, very different. The way it's been done today and 20 years from today will certainly not be the same. I think the amount of people, the drill and blast environment, things will change. And I can just foresee that, you know, I'm not saying this is a solid bullet that we currently try and sell to the market or trying to follow, but I really think what we do in our space could contribute and make some difference in the miners' lives going forward.
Well, one just thinks, Danny, of a future in which these kinds of virulent pathogens become more commonplace. One would try and eliminate having people in close proximity working underground and able to transmit these diseases. So it does speed up this move towards a more mechanized, automated mining process. That certainly seems to be a wind that's blowing in your favor at the moment. Are the partnerships that were set up to help you in your quest for international expansion yielding results yet? The Bergtermet acquisition was showing good progress last time.
Look, the two that stands out of the three, the two, the Sorrel Drill acquisition last year, end of 18, beginning 19, certainly the returns on that investment north of 20%, and the same with the Bergtermet investment we've made 3 years ago. So I think we, with a bit of luck, we had it right this time around. And with both companies that we've acquired well north of 20%, I think not bad.
And GeoServe, I see the Competition Commission recently approved that acquisition of GeoServe Exploration Drilling. They specialize in, as the name says, exploration drilling services. What does GeoServe bring to the table for you?
Look, a nice order book and also well diversified. It's a small business and really, really minute in the bigger picture. But you know what we were trying to do in South Africa is just to consolidate some of the exploration companies. And we looked at the order book, the client profile, and thought that might be one of the better companies to onboard. We'll be going to with our exploration drilling business.
And then just lastly, Danny, on a personal level, how are you preparing for lockdown come Thursday?
I've got the luxury of a farm, so I'm off to the Northern Cape tomorrow morning, so I'll be farming for the next 3 weeks. But the rest of the people, employees, will be all locked down, and some of them will work from home, so we will keep ourselves busy. Well, at least the white-collar workers will keep ourselves busy with some homework. But on a personal note, I'll be heading off to the Northern Cape.
Well, there are worse places to be than farming in the Northern Cape. Danny, always a great pleasure chatting to you, and let's hope we make it through unscathed on the other side of this lockdown and this COVID-19 crisis. Take care.